Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And you know what it's like? You get up in the middle of the night, you might decide to go and grab a glass of water, and you walk out into the lounge room of the kitchen. All these little lights are blinking and looking at you, generally the colour red. The stove's got the clock up, the microwave's got the clock up, and they're all in that mode called standby, but they are actually vampire power products. And we're going to find out this morning how much it's costing you, it's costing Australia and the environment. Alan Pearce is a senior industry fellow at RMIT. Alan, great to have your company this morning. I've never heard them referred to as vampire products before. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Todd. Look, that phrase has been used for quite a while, and I guess, you know, they get their teeth into you when you're not looking.
And it's interesting on what side of the fence you sit. People all turn around and go, oh, it's hardly worth worrying about. The first question I'd like to know is, why all of a sudden have our products had a standby mode? Because we think back to the old days of the television set. We turn it on, there's a clunk, it'd appear. There was not that little black light. Why do we need a standby mode?
Well, lots of products now want to keep themselves alive, say, to talk to the internet or to allow you to use a remote control or to have, you know, one of many digital displays to tell you the time all over your house, you know. So these are just features that, you know, designers thought would be a good idea. It's just they're costing us $860 million a year in electricity.
And that comes at a cost to the environment as well.
Oh, of course. It's about 2.5 million tonnes of greenhouse gas, which is a fair bit when you look at what's going on. So look, you're right, and of course that turns out in money terms to be about $100 a year per household, which is not, you know, the end of the world, but $100 is $100.
Well, it certainly is. And as I said, when you amplify it across to the environment, how much power generation and across the country. It's interesting. I had a walk around my house last night, and I've walked into the kitchen, and I'm a little bit embarrassed to say I've got a clock radio on my fridge. I've got a clock on my stove, which is not set at the right time. I've got a clock on my microwave, which is not set at the right time. I've got a cable box, my television, my amplifier, my DVD player, and that is just in the kitchen and lounge room. It's amazing how many products we've got just humming away.
Yeah, look, the average household's got about 50 or so of these things, you know, various little bits and pieces ticking over, consuming power. And the reality is that with modern technology, as demonstrated by, like, mobile phones and USB sticks to store information without using power, virtually all of this $860 million worth of electricity is just being wasted. There's no need for it. We actually know how to avoid using it.
And when it comes to summertime, obviously we have problems with air conditioning if we have very, very hot conditions or in winter, very, very cold conditions. Does this phantom power on a whole or holistically actually affect the power generation?
Well, look, it's not enormous. Like, I mean, for an average household, it's about a kilowatt hour a day out of a typical household being 15 or so. So it's and because it's kind of steady all the time, the coal-fired power stations like it because it's a nice steady base load. So in that sense, it's not an issue like running your air conditioner really hard on a really hot day when you're really stressing the power supply system.
But I would imagine there'd be a lot of people who begrudge every cent that goes to the power company. So any opportunity to save a few cents.
Well, that's right, and I think you've touched on quite a few of the products that are using that bit of power, like the microwave oven, the set top box. I mean, I think one of the things about set top boxes that annoys me is that they're generally provided by the cable TV company or whatever. And they should be taking some responsibility to make sure they don't use much power. You know, it's easy for them to save, you know, 50 cents or a dollar on the production of the product and then cost you and me, you know, $20 a year, you know. So there's a lot of questions about who should be sorting this kind of thing out.
And, of course, routers and modems with so many people leaving them on, and, you know, and a lot of home security systems are operating through those. So that's pretty much one that, that never, ever goes off. And I've got some family friends, and I said, I'm going to turn the router off. And the kids were horrified. Why do you turn your router off?
Yeah, well, again, you know, my router, I've measured it, you know, 5 watts, which is not an enormous amount of money, but it's there, and I turn that off when I'm going away for a few days. But I have to admit, I'm a bit sloppy leaving it on 24/7 when I'm at home. You know, I may want to check the weather from my bedroom or something like that, you know.
Yeah, I suppose we just get used to having the convenience. And as you said, years ago, if you wanted to watch the television, you'd have to get up and turn it on. Then if the sound wasn't right, you'd have to get up and adjust. Then if the channel wasn't right, we've come a long, long way. Alan, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
2NUR FM 103.7.